What's fascinating is this other image you sent us about the 1475 BC, which looks like an Egyptian, right, platelet. And it shows maize, which is corn, and a pineapple. And I thought those were from the New World. What are they showing up on a 1473 BC mural?
Yeah, these are New World plants. And in the past 30-odd years that I've been doing research, I found an enormous number of New World plants that show up in the Old World, and also Old World plants that show up in the New World. And this is a consequence of tremendous numbers of merchants sailing back and forth across the oceans, and also occasional migrations of large masses of people from the Old World to the New World. A university geographer named Carl Johannesson has recently published a book detailing a lot of the ancient plant dispersals before Columbus. But you're right, the mural from the temple of Queen Hatshepsut from Dar el-Bari along the Nile River, dating to about 1475 BC, does show maize and pineapples, both to both New World plants. And back in the 1890s, there was a lot of French archaeology going on in Egypt.
Right.
And one of the things that was found in an Egyptian sarcophagus by Egyptian or Muslim field workers were kernels of corn or maize. And these kernels were brought to the chief archaeologist, who showed them to a French plant botanist named de Candolle. And he was of the opinion that there couldn't be any maize outside of the New World until after Columbus. Therefore, based on his belief system, he decided that these field workers were trying to play a prank on the archaeologists and confuse them with this new evidence.
Yeah, and it was somehow they recreated a 1473 BC mural to continue the confusion, right?
Right.